If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work, explore new career options in fintech industry? At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more.
Where else would you want to be besides Sand Hills? Is there any place you'd like to be? I don't think so.
I can't think of Carson.
You
Carson's
want to talk,
over there.
Carson Schatz. I mean,
he's Carson Schatz.
Yeah, he is the man.
Can you imagine the elevation of your career takes when all of a sudden you get tied in with the Currency program at Sand Hills Global? Are you kidding me? What an opportunity like that. So, Jake, tell us so they can just get online and apply.
Yes.
What can we do?
GoCurrency.com/careers.
Let's see some numbers out there of what's going on and who's getting involved with this. Unless you don't, I mean, if you want your life to take off, everything just changed at 7:50 on a Tuesday.
It did.
At 7:50, everything changed.
Let's do this.
With that advertising, everything changed.
Let's do it. Not you, but I mean.
Yeah. People. This is for,
Wait, I think should we apply too?
I think they're looking for someone a little sharper than me to be involved with the currency program there.
It's fintech.
Sandhills.
Financials.
Fintech.
You can do it. You can
financial. Telling you what right now, you better get tied in financially. You better have a plan with what's going on. It's just like with trade-offs. Yeah. You better have a plan with what's going on with your money and what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Big operation there. Thank you, Sand Hills Global.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Saw a mock draft as of 2 days ago.
Yes.
That was interesting. It was a 7-round mock draft, and it had 4 players from Nebraska getting drafted.
Interesting.
2 in the 5th round, 2 in the 7th round. The 2 in the 5th round were Ty Robinson and Tommy Hill. 7th round, Thomas Vidoni and Isaiah Nayer in the 7th round. Robinson, we thought, again, had a wonderful combine, was projecting higher, was trending higher. I think I would be surprised if he's still around in the 5th round.
Yeah,
would you agree with that?
I do.
I'd be very shocked. And I believe, If what I'm reading is correct, that he's made several trips to organizations, and when you're doing that, that's generally not for a 5th round selection.
No,
when you're making trips to go visit the NFL facility and meet with GMs and do those things, that doesn't add up. And then also like that with Tommy Hill, hopefully things go great for him, but. You know, he didn't do combine. He didn't do the pro day here at Nebraska, right?
No,
he did not.
So, what does Palisar? Is Tom Palisar?
This is Chris Trapasso.
Whoa,
from CBS Sports.
Chris, does he know something we don't?
I checked. It was from April 12th. The update.
Yeah,
so this is a recent draft as of this month, as of a couple days ago. So, again, Tommy Hill, I thought we had kind of viewed maybe as was working himself out of the draft because of no combine, because of no pro day, didn't play the last couple games of the year. I don't understand him being in the – I hope he gets drafted the 5th round for his own sake, but we haven't seen that kind of trend with him.
Hope he's right. Recently. I hope this guy's right. Yeah. I do hope he's right with Tommy. He had a foot injury. That's the thing. And it's possible that Tommy Hill would just walk into the ticket and say, guys, I had a foot injury. I couldn't.
We welcome him. Come on in, Tommy.
I couldn't do the combine. I couldn't do test.
But I think it's more not agreed to that, but it's just the information that the teams have. Right. He didn't test. Right. So for whatever reason, you know, didn't test. And then also, if it is a foot injury, I mean, that's the foot injury is one of the most scariest injuries because they're
100.
Very,
when I hear a guy has a foot injury,
it's like
I'm like, okay, now what? Now
they're putting a pin in it or whatever it is.
Now what are you doing?
Oh, that's a lot.
Oh, when
if you have an ACL, you know what the injury is. Here's the injury. Here's the rehab. Here's what we're doing. Foot sometimes comes back remarkable, and then sometimes it never recovers.
Remember that USC running back, Jake, that came in here, the big
run? Marquis Stepp, his name.
That is remarkable that you pulled that name. Never played. I don't know. They played it down here, did he?
He did. He played football here.
Yeah. Marquis Stepp, though, I'll never forget when they signed him, somebody said, the problem is he has a foot injury. Yeah. And I said, well, that's a problem because he's a running back. And he's dependent on his feet completely.
Yeah. Very important. Yes.
Yeah. But he never really got over it.
If he carried the ball, he carried it 10 times, tops.
Is that right?
In his career here, I would imagine.
Look it up real quick.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can barely remember him getting on the field. Oh, no, he did get on the field. He did. Jake's right.
I'm trying to see how many carries. You're going to put it at 10 as the over?
No, I'm going to put it a little higher. How about 40?
I'm definitely going under 40.
Here's Marquis Stepp's
numbers.
As a sophomore, he played he had two starts at Nebraska. Yeah. Okay. He had 45 carries, 177 yards, and two touchdowns.
45 carries.
45 carries for 177.
Total. In 2 years.
I said 40.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
No, in his 1 year.
He 1 year?
He played in 7 games with 2 starts in his 1 season at Nebraska.
Okay.
2021. 45 carries, 177 on the ground, 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
In his debut, he had 3 carries for 10 yards against Illinois.
So 45 carries.
45
total.
Carries.
I said 40. Yeah. So it was all right.
So he did play. But he did play.
Yeah.
But,
okay. So like Marquis Stepp.
But he wasn't healthy.
So Tommy Hill, I don't know what to say about that. And Fedoni seemed low to me, too, in the 7th round. I thought projections were more in 3 to 5.
I think you'd almost flip those two.
Yeah.
You'd flip Fedoni and Hill. And Fedoni may be higher. I don't know. Like I said, when it comes down to it, position wise and stuff, like we always talk about, just always remember who's going off the boards first. Remember that. It's pass rushers. It's D linemen. It's left tackles. It's quarter. And then it goes to wide receiver. So there's times when it's like okay, there's a tight end. There might be one taken in the first round. That might be it. There might be so many good players still available. So you just don't know how that's going to all play out.
And sometimes it's really hard to predict the low rounds.
Anytime you got your projection grade, so they'd come back and someone would say, can someone give me a grade of whether I'm going to leave early to go to the draft? And they would say, your pick to be 3 through 5, somewhere in the 3rd to the 5th round. That generally meant you were a 7th rounder or a free agent.
Okay.
That's just generally how it hit.
Yeah.
You might say, oh, yeah, I'm projected here, right there. But that never, and generally, that number usually never hits. It's always on the other end.
Nebraska had nobody drafted last year.
No, correct. Nobody. Not one player. Correct.
2023, O'Shawn Mathis went in the 6th round to the LA Rams. He's still in the league on a practice squad. I don't know with who. Trey Palmer hit. He hit. 6th round pick of the Buccaneers, and he's stuck. What were you going to say?
I'm looking at CBS Sports, their ranking of Ty Robinson in terms of this draft. He's number 127, which would put him probably top of the 4th round, if we truly buy that in terms of how they would draft. 3rd or 4th round for him.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
I'd like to see him slip up a little.
You get him in the 5th round, you got a hell of a player in the 5th round.
I think so.
I would agree 100%.
I think so. I mean, Mass kicks, you know what?
Mass kicks ass.
Yeah, and he's that guy. I'm just glad. You know what? I'm glad.
He did really well at the combine. And really he has film.
Yeah. He's got it. Yeah.
I mean, maybe there. What could a negative be? One would be 6 year. A lot of guys come in the league after their 3rd year.
Oh, he's a little older.
So he's older. That could be one thing. You know, how much tread in the tire?
Then there was the athletic analyst who questioned his ability to get off blocks. That when he had a free path, he's good. I mean, I don't know what all that means, to be honest. How often do you have a free path? But I just glad we're talking about draft picks. I mean, we've gone through some years here where they didn't have anybody drafted.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They didn't have anybody drafted last year.
No.
And you can't have that.
2019 also nobody drafted.
Thank you. 2019 was a disaster.
It was horrible.
It was a debacle. I had to write a column about nobody being drafted. And it was not good. You got to have guys. So I'm glad we're talking about guys being drafted.
But we've also had the conversation for years now that Nebraska has had a first round pick since 2011. And we went through the article last segment that Nebraska's got, you know, potentially one player in the top 150.
Yeah, Jake.
Doesn't appear like that streak will end next year. Now, again, the season could play out. You have a guy that maybe stands out and really rises up. We don't know what happens next football season. But right now, the early thoughts is, well, you probably won't have another first round pick.
Who recruited Prince Amukamara? Who recruited him?
What a fun guy to
somebody
recruit.
In this room at
going
all,
to his
possibly.
House was incredible.
The prince.
Yeah, in his, they said he was. I'd go watch him play basketball. He was the best player on the court.
Was he good?
Incredible basketball player, point guard. Then he won the 100 and the 200.
No big whoop.
Yeah. In Phoenix.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
Numero uno to the New York Giants in 2011.
What did he finish? Second in the Thorpe, I think. If I remember right,
he was really.
He's a finalist in the Thorpe Award.
He was really good.
Yeah, and just a great personality. And again, but that was, we talk about projections a lot. He was a running back, and we projected him as a defensive player, and he was fine with being a defensive player, and that's the whole thing. His mindset when he came in here was to be able to do that. But he was so much fun to recruit.
What a beauty!
Yeah, he had like 30 something hours of junior college classes he'd taken. So when he came in, he had like 30 hours completed of junior college. He was taken in conjunction with high school.
He was so good.
Yeah. First-round picks over the years.
He lasted a long time in the NFL. Many, 8 years plus?
They got 7 or 8 years. Won a Super Bowl.
It was a good career
for Prince. Won a Super Bowl with the Giants.
Absolutely.
Draft will be April 24 to 26 at Lambeau in Green Bay.
That's cool.
90th edition of the NFL draft at Lambeau. That is cool. So there you go.
Jake's been there.
I have. I watched the Dolphins get smoked there, but I was in Lambeau, though.
He was in there.
Just
then you drove
year.
Down to where? Where'd you drive down to? Iowa?
That night I went to Appleton, I believe, something like that.
He did the show.
Did the show from a swimming pool.
I watched
from a swimming
you guys.
Pool. Yeah. Yeah, you weren't on the show.
I watched the entire show.
You know, it got really warm in there too.
It got humid.
It got very humid and warm in the pool.
You were on no sleep. That sounds great.
I was two hours of sleep.
And then he had to go to the Iowa game, which you felt we had won most of the time.
Let's go Hawks.
Double whammy. Let's go Hawks. Let's play the game show on that. No, give us a call right now.
Boy, we've been bad at the game show.
4-6-4-5-6-8 by your chance to win a business box of bagels.
People from Pender.
Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is NFL player colleges. People from Pender, no. Where do these players go to college at?
We need an olive branch.
You think you know your NFL player colleges, call us right now.
They had a chance.
402-464.
I like people from Pender.
5685. Shut up, simple
Random
starts.
People from Pender.
Right now.
Not even famous people. There.
You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today's topic, NFL player colleges. It's been a 1-5 run for you guys on the game show.
People are starting to notice too, Bill. So
14 and 16. I get texts.
Yeah, we got to lock in.
We have Chase. Chase, how do you feel about NFL player colleges today?
I feel pretty good. Normally when I don't call in, I answer better, but we'll see how I do.
Now it's live. Now it's live.
Bill, a lifeline SIP.
Like the question yesterday about Wild Horse. I'm from Gothenburg.
Burg.
It's a great golf course, great town. Burg. Chase, first question to you. What school did Rams running back Kyren Williams go to?
Notre Dame.
Is he a Notre Dame? Yes.
Brilliant!
That is correct.
No idea.
Zero lead.
Neither Bill nor me knew that. That's odd. Yeah. God.
All right. Sip, first question down 1-0. What school did Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown go to?
Bill, I might need you on this one. A.J. Brown.
Well, I have a guess, but I...
A.J. Brown. Hold on. Let me...
I've got a guess.
Just give us the five-second allotment here. A.J. Brown.
Four.
A.J. Brown.
And I think I've got a shot.
Three.
I'm going to let you handle this.
I'm just guessing. Is it Ole Miss?
Brilliant!
Ole Miss is correct. 1-1
I wasn't
tie.
Even in the ballpark.
Bill has been utilized correctly. Back to you for the lead, Chase. What school did Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. go to?
I know that one.
This is for you, Chase.
I know it.
No Googling.
Interesting. Is there Googling?
He's not Googling.
Chase?
I'm not Googling. Okay. I'm not Googling.
5 seconds, Chase.
Is someone in your car Googling?
Yo.
<Yes.
laughs>
I'm not that skilled.
Okay.
Take a guess and just say Arizona State.
No, this is
Texas. UT. Longhorn.
That'd be Bijan Robinson. I said Brian Robinson.
I'm sorry to say, do you know the difference between the...
Yeah. Oh. That'd be Alabama for Brian Robinson Jr.
Bijan.
No, Brian. Bijan went to Texas. Brian Robinson went to Alabama. This is now a 1-0 lead for our friend Chase. This is to tie it up. And Bill, can I help you? What school did Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt go to?
Pretty sure I got this, but I can't say anything.
Kareem Hunt. I was hoping you'd say the other running back.
I didn't, though.
Kareem
Hunt. I got
Hunt.
This.
Oh, thanks. I got to get to overtime.
Five.
Kareem Hunt went to UCLA.
No.
Where'd he go, Bill?
Was he Kent State?
No, he went to the right conference. Toledo.
Okay. It's one of the two. It's either Rockets.
You're in the right conference, though.
Yeah, I knew he was a Mac guy.
The struggle continues.
Why would you Brian Robinson and not Bijan Robinson? How would you miss that one?
Oh, no, that's...
We would have been fine. Mm.
Chase, congrats. You win Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Sip. Shut up.
Yeah, thank you.
There
thank
it is.
You.
Back-to-back days.
Can we bring Ellie in? Can we have two lifelines?
God, we're 1-6?
Yeah. 1-6 the last seven.
Whoa.
A little bit of a lull.
Let's do a reset.
Is there any reason to do a reset? Is there anything coming up? Oh, Easter reset. Yeah.
Mm. After 30 games. This is for Bill. Bill, tiebreaker. How many NFL players had 1,000-plus rushing yards last year?
Okay, dig in.
32 teams, right?
32 teams in the league.
17.
Ooh, I'm going to go 26.
The answer would be 16.
Okay.
16. One off for Bill. One off. Good guess, though.
Yeah, to have a 1,000-yard rusher is still a big deal.
Lamar Jackson had 1,000 yards last year, so that's why I said players and say running backs.
Got it. 14 and 17.
Thanks.
That doesn't bother me as much as 1-6. I don't know what's going on.
I read something, but you never know if it's fake news or not. It was really interesting. It was The Curb Your Enthusiasm guy.
Yeah. Larry David.
Larry David said that he called the Jets GM and told him to draft Lamar Jackson, and they laughed at him.
Was he serious?
Yeah, that's who knows if it's real.
Who knows with that guy? He's twice beautiful comedy.
Yeah, but it's still beautiful comedy. But that was one of the things I read yesterday, and I'm like, and the Jets laughed at him. At that.
Now Woody Johnson's having a great time with the Jets.
Is he three-time MVP?
Oh, I don't. I think two for sure. Three, I'm not sure. Yeah, he's really good though.
Two for sure. Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson's had a rough go with the Jets.
J-E-T-S.
Hour three next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.